ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. That question is about the virtues of fasting. What are the virtues of fasting? As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very blessed month, is a very sacred month. It's the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed, and it is also the month in which we are obliged to fast. This is the month of Ramadan, which we are obliged to fast. And, you know, knowing about the virtues of, you know, anything that we do, its benefits, its virtues, why it's good, what are its effects, all of these have a great, effect on and motivate us to get out there and do, the act of worship that we are learning about. Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the various hadiths. Which have been related from our infallibles regarding the virtues of fasting. In a blessed tradition, in a prophetic tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has been reported to have said, "Everything has a zakat. Everything لكل شيء زكاه وزكاه الابدان, and the zakat of the bodies is to fast." Right. So there was the bodies, the body that we're given. This is a blessing from Allah that He has given us, and like every blessing has a zakat. For example, we have a hadith that says that the zakat of knowledge is to teach, right? And so the zakat of good health, the body that we've been given, is to fast. But this is not like just like charity. The charity that we give, we get a twofold reward for us, meaning our wealth, it increases by means of it. This is one of those things that, it's kind of hard to comprehend with our limited intellects. You know, our intellects tell us that if you give something away, it doesn't lead to the increase of wealth, it leads to its decreasement. But no, here, religion tells us, no, the more you give, the more your wealth will increase. Similarly, if we fast, it helps us, and our health becomes better. This is why the Prophet said, "Fast and you will be healthy." Sumu tasehu. These are some of the physical blessings of fasting, spiritual effects of fasting. But we also have other spiritual effects of fasting. For example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The fasting person is in constant worship of Allah, even when he is sleeping in his bed, as long as he does not backbite a fellow Muslim." And he also said, this is a famous prophetic hadith, "As-sawmu junnatum min an-nar." Fasting acts as a shield from the fire of hell. It protects us from the fire of hell. And finally, the daughter of the Prophet, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, she has been reported to have said, "Allah made fasting obligatory in order to reinforce sincere devotion to Him. Faradallahu as-siyama tathbitan lil-ikhlas." Meaning, the more we fast, if we fast, our sincerity to Allah, it increases. And sincerity, this is one of those very central and important virtues within Islam, which the acquisition of which was always the aspirant and always the desire of the prophets and the righteous people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of fasting. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.